Good afternoon. The early morning fog that was very thick in some areas, especially the valley locations, continues to give way to mostly sunny skies today across interior New York and New England. A little bit of energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, still producing some more cloud cover closer to the coast, and that combined with the fog will produce partly sunny skies in these areas today, while interior sections and closer to the Canadian border and central New York will have abundant sunshine, a mix of sun and clouds elsewhere. Still, everyone well above normal today, with enough sun to get us into the lower 80s for afternoon highs. High pressure will dominate tonight, so with partly cloudy skies, we'll have areas of fog developing, but it will be a dry night, with lows back into the upper 50s and lower 60s on average. That high pressure center will continue to dominate the weather into tomorrow, and with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be back up toward 80. At this point, we'll watch what is now Hurricane Jose slide up but off the eastern seaboard, well south of Long Island. That, combined with a front approaching from the west, will produce mostly cloudy skies on Tuesday and Wednesday, and depending on the exact track of the tropical system, we'll have at least the chance of showers. The best chance of a steadier rain will, of course, be closer to the coast and the track of the hurricane as it remains over the open water, with high temperatures across the region both days in the middle to upper 70s. A big ridge of high pressure will build back in as that hurricane slides off to the east of Cape Cod a bit later on in the week. As a result, we'll expect mostly sunny skies for the period Thursday through Saturday, with high temperatures all 3 days in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Jose, located about 355 miles southeast of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Jose is moving toward the north near 9 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue through Tuesday. Maximum sustained winds have increased to near 90 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some fluctuations in intensity are possible over the next couple of days, but Jose is forecast to remain a hurricane through early Tuesday. While Jose is forecast to remain offshore, the hurricane will cause life-threatening surf and rip currents along the East Coast during the next several days. The Hurricane Center is also issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Maria, located about 450 miles east-southeast of the Leeward Islands. Maria is moving toward the west-northwest near 15 miles per hour, and this motion, with a decrease in forward speed, is expected over the next couple of days. On the forecast track, the center of Maria will move across the Leeward Islands Monday night, where a hurricane watch has been issued. Maximum sustained winds are near 65 miles per hour with higher gusts. Strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Maria will likely become a hurricane by later today. And finally, Tropical Storm Lee is located in the eastern Atlantic, about 875 miles west-southwest of the Cabo Verde Islands. Lee is moving toward the west near 8 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue through Monday morning. A west-northwestward motion is expected Monday afternoon. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 35 miles per hour, though with higher gusts. Additional weakening is expected, and Lee could become a remnant low by Tuesday. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny near 80, Boston partly sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 72 degrees, the average low 51. The record high 89 set in 1942, and the record low 32 in 1959. Sunrise this morning was at 6:37 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:01 p.m., 12 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and warm today, with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, with areas of fog, lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, the remainder of Interior, New York and New England, the Southern Catskills, Taconics, Southern Berkshires, and the Litchfield Hills. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog developing, lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, also for the greater Capital District and Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear with areas of fog developing tonight and lows in the lower to mid 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds with highs around 80. Mostly cloudy Tuesday and Wednesday with the chance of showers both days, mid to upper 70s. And mostly sunny for the period Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with highs back into the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.